You make them. How do you make them? Well, if it's sheep, you're going to make them. Example has to be very... You can't do too much with the little sheep's mind. Very limited. Spirit, you do something. Example. More than ever, do this. Are you one of Jesus' sheep? My goodness, that is it. And of course, more understanding. You'll have more understanding about what's going on. And what you do is, look, are you one of his sheep? Well, then what you need to do is to be reborn. That's the approach. If you're one of his sheep, then you need to be reborn. Don't go to, you need to get saved as much. What do you think of that? Yeah. You need to be reborn. Then there's our future. Listen, people, it is supper time. I'm just telling you the titles of the subjects that are the most critical things to settle. And for instance, is hope in mind. And hope and interest. It's not because I'm saying it, but the scriptures clearly show that we do have interests as humans. And they aren't wrong, per se. And it's idols that are wrong. Do you have any questions on this so far? They're running out. We should break for supper soon. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How's your recovery coming, people?
Good.
Very first shot. Makes sense.
You got your wish, huh? Maybe you got the same wish, right? Yeah. And you don't ever have to sin again. There is no need whatsoever. No need. In fact, it isn't even mentioned. It's assumed. In the New Testament, there's no verses. And, of course, you Christians will never sin again. Well, obviously, everybody knew it. It's everywhere in what they're saying. And as a matter of fact, they do say it. Come to your right mind and sin no more. And go, do not sin again. It just doesn't have the sentence, well, as you know, Christians never sin. If it had that in there, wouldn't that have made a better Bible? Then he wouldn't have needed to do all this. But on the other hand, he didn't need to do all this either. What is he up to? Who knows? Now the question is he worth following or not?
Yes! Yes!
Okay, but sheep following ain't going to do it. And therefore, there is the constant pressure. The shape up, you'll see, look at it again. All the shape up is really turn and be a disciple and get out of sheep. You look at it again. And then, of course, it's also after that. It's both pressure to grow, the upward calling. But the dividing line and sin... Dividing line. Sheep, disciple on up, all the other good words. Not necessarily in a disciple-servant, seems to go together. Then he said, no longer do I call you servants. And there's saints, of course. And there are other good words. But sin ends at the sheep. You don't shoot the sheep, by the way. Now let's hear your questions and complaints, customers.
So there is a point of choice to be born in this.
Certainly. You don't understand that?
Yeah, I understand. That's what I thought. Well, normally before we were saying there's no choice. God, you know, just does it. You're one of the elect, and he just says you don't even know when.
Well, first of all, kinds of people always have been born anew. They have, in fact, done this, John 12:24, and never knew it. They have done it and are born anew. A child comes to know, I was born. Obviously, if you are born, you grow up, you look back, I was born. I had to be born to be what I am now. But you choose the things that bring about the new birth. But you don't consciously decide. There's no such thing as deciding, I have decided to be born again. No such thing. I had a card about that. I was saved and born again. But I didn't read it. We choose the things that we choose to put to death. The beginning of it. There is a choice by giving up hope in this life. But we don't choose to be born again. Therefore, you never, as I always did, in effect or indirectly, I was saying, well, you want to be born again? It isn't you want to be born again. It's do you want to follow Jesus? Well, here's what he says. This is how to follow him. Now that you're his sheep, this is how to follow him. And if they do it, they are being reborn in the process. You understand that? Yeah. Or not? Okay, you got that, huh? Well, it's the point. I'm thinking in terms of the decision to follow Jesus completely. And that those that do are reborn by doing so. Isn't that clear or not?
Yes.
No?
Okay. The way I get it, like you're saying, somehow being reborn happens later. I mean, at some point.
Reborn is fall on the earth and die. The disciple. We are born again to a living hope. No?
Yeah.
All right, so we're born again. You have to put to death the old hope. You can't have two hopes. And it is in falling in the earth and dying that we are born anew. And that prayer, whatever, there's something to it. Isn't that clear?
Yes.
Chucky?
Yeah.
It's the conscious choice. It's not the sheep anymore. It's following him as a disciple. And not that we decide to be born again. That is what he is showing is born again. When this new life of a new hope starts. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that clear?
Yes.
And how does it start except the old one ends? It can. Now, that is it. You will see, you study. You haven't been studying the living word, really, have you? Okay, but this one is your very life. Now you really study this one.
Yeah.
You see what you find. Let me know. I by no means have worked out all this. By no means, I'm telling you, the basis is clear. That's it. Born anew. The sheep is saved. And we're being saved. We're closer now to salvation. And it is correct to say that I have written out we're saved by through being born anew. Whatever, I have written out. We're saved by means of being born anew. And this new life continues all the way to where no salvation is needed. After salvation. Salvation becomes complete. This new life never becomes complete.